here's a story from The World.
Yesterday's explosion truly could not have come at a worse time for people in Lebanon. They're already dealing with a pandemic. That came on top of the country in a state of social unrest as their economy collapses under the weight of decades of political corruption. And then this explosion that seems to have ripped the city apart. Carmen Guija is an activist and associate professor of public administration at the American University of Beirut. First of all, Carmen, how are you and your family after yesterday's explosion? I understand you were at home at the time. What did you go through?
Me and my family are alive and well, but not doing so well, but better than others. Yeah, I was at home and the entire building shook.
And did you have any understanding of what was going on? When did you realize what it was?
Yeah, maybe it took an hour until some propaganda was circulating about fireworks. And then a couple of hours later, we were told that it was an accident, that some ammonium nitrate, some 2,750 kilograms. And, you know, a quick analysis would show an expert opinion would tell you that this stuff doesn't just happen, that it's not some guy who lit a match by mistake. I mean, there's a disaster that occurred yesterday. They knew that this atomium was there, and they knew this since 2014, and this is according to state authorities. So I would say that the detonation is deliberate, even if deliberate means negligent on the part of our stupid, incompetent government.
So an explosion of this size, it is a sad metaphor for the accrual of trouble in Lebanon. This tragedy comes at a time when Lebanon is in a deep economic crisis, as I was saying. Many people have lost their life savings overnight, and just read that Lebanon recently became the first country in the Middle East to suffer from hyperinflation. Now hundreds of thousands of people are displaced. So what is the sense in the streets today of Lebanon's future?
Yeah, I mean, we've been saying for years that we have a political time bomb. We've been years calling for support, protesting, running for elections, raising money. I was thinking, what can we say this time that is a real cry for help? And I think all what it needs to say is that this is a Hiroshima. I mean, they bombed us and they woke up and created an investigation committee in a country where we don't trust the judiciary. I just learned that the director general of the port who knew of the chemicals is actually on the investigation committee. So the feeling on the street, as you can imagine, is beyond anger. I think people want revenge. They killed our children, our families, our nurses. One hospital had to evacuate 306 people. There's a pandemic going on. Already we don't have enough hospital beds. It's carnage. I mean, they committed a massacre last night. It's been 24 hours and we've not even buried our dead. So the movement on the street, the feeling is that's enough. People, you know, the hashtag trending in Arabic is we want to hang them.
Mm. Yeah. And the context here, Carmen, is that you've been part of protests that erupted back in 2019 against the corruption of the ruling elite in Lebanon. You succeeded in toppling the government, but the new administration, we hear, has done really little to alleviate the worsening living conditions. How much faith do people have in their leadership after a tragedy like this?
Zero faith, even before. We toppled the government, as in we changed names and we replaced them with other names, but we didn't have enough time and luxury to really change the structures, the clientelistic nature, because we protested for 4 months. And then we lost our salaries, and then there was a pandemic. So it has really been a very unfortunate year in terms of trying to organize, right? But what is very strong in Lebanon, and the message I want to say, is that there are very strong social institutions, community groups. Right now in Martyr Square, people have set up makeshift tents collecting food and glass and recycling material to help people rebuild their homes. And it's these people that need to have a voice and a say over this investigation and the future of their country.
The Lebanese people have rightfully earned a reputation over many challenging decades to be resourceful, to be resilient. How do you see Lebanon recovering from all of this, Carmen?
Yeah, not this time.
What do you mean?
You know, a lot has been said about this resilient. What's resilient? Is it good to be resilient? But I think this time it's very difficult to stand on our own 2 feet if we have to do it alone, you know, with it's too much. I want to say, you know, Beirut will rise, Lebanon will rise, but not this time and certainly not alone.
So help me understand that. Will Lebanese be leaving the country? And are you giving up?
No, so far I'm not giving up. I think we're all still in a bit of shock and a bit of trauma. So I haven't thought this one over. I'm not leaving, but a lot of people will leave. That doesn't mean that there's not hope, but it means that we're really at a tipping point. And I don't know how much breath people still have to continue fighting this time, frankly.
So, Carmen, I really would like to end on a positive note. I mean, as sad and as tragic as things are in Beirut today, what do you love about the city? What do you want to see it come back to?
Yeah, Well, it's home, right? It's home.
It's home, yeah.
Yeah.
Carmen Geha is an activist and associate professor of public administration at the American University of Beirut. Carmen, thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thanks, Marco.
From PRX.